Officials from the Lake Peninsula Borough in southwestern Alaska will visit mining operations near Fairbanks and Delta Junction this week to help them decide whether to support development of the controversial Pebble Mine. From member station KUAC in Fairbanks, Tim Ellis has more.
Members of the Lake Peninsula Borough Assembly and other officials will be in Fairbanks and Delta for the next few days to visit the Fort Knox mine near Fairbanks and the Pogo mine near Delta. The officials also will talk with their local counterparts, including a meeting with the Delta City Council on Tuesday. Lake Peninsula Borough Manager Lamar Cotton said the visit is intended to give them an idea on how those mines are operated and how they affect the nearby communities. He said the borough, which is based in King Salmon, is much more familiar with the fishing industry, and borough officials have a lot to learn about the mining industry.
Our area is not a mining district, and you know, one of our obligations is to visit mining communities so we don't make decisions based on 30-second TV ads.
The Fort Knox is a big open pit mine near Cleary Summit, but neither it nor the Pogo are anywhere near as controversial nor as big as the proposed Pebble Mine. Pebble Limited Partnership, a consortium of two major multinational partners, proposes to develop a massive open-pit mine to extract copper, gold, and molybdenum near what many consider to be the most productive and most sensitive salmon fishery in the world, the Bristol Bay watershed. The partners, London-based Anglo-American and Canadian-based Northern Dynasty Partnership, have not yet offered a formal plan, but their preliminary proposals have drawn heavy criticism from fishing, tourism, and environmental groups. Cotton said Lake Peninsula Borough officials want to see the two interior mining operations, talk with the operators and local officials, and get a sense of the mine's impacts on the communities. He said the Lake Penn Borough officials want to protect their fishery, and they want to make decisions based on facts, not on emotional appeals by opponents and supporters, both of whom are cranking up media campaigns to sway public opinion and local, state, and federal officials.
You know, we're sort of between two giants, if you will, the mining company and those who are heavily financing the opposition. And so we have taken a position that we're not trading our fish for a mine, but we are not going to make any final comment till we better understand, in fact, what a plan would say and what it would mean to our area.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.